Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If the Lord says, there's something out there I want you to get, now go get it. Whatever He says to you, do it. And if He says, get it, then you got to believe it's there. You got to believe He's there, He's able, it's there, and I can find it. Because He's actually helping you find it. It's not that it's so hard to find or that He's hiding it from us. It's that we're so young. When He says, my little children, it's not a figure of speech. The world is full of confusion and darkness and the curse, and we're so young and so much we don't know that He has to take us by the hand and help us. But we got to give Him something to work with. We can't just fall down on the floor and cry and say, I can't do it. It's hard to steer a parked car. Lord, lead me. Lord, lead me. Well, get it out of park. You're saying, steer me, steer me. Well, put it in drive and push the accelerator pedal. Get moving. Give Him something to steer. And so we did. And I mean, it was a miracle for us. Somebody gave us their car to use for the week, a new car. Hallelujah. Yes. So we got a good car. And as we're driving away, heading towards Oklahoma, Phyllis says, I have money. I said, me too. People had given us money. And it was enough to pay for our rooms and our meals and our gas. May not sound big to you now, but to us right then, we wouldn't have even dared to plan to do it unless we believed the provision was there and begin to look for it. And once we got out there, oh man, what a great time we had. I saw thousands of people stand up at one time and speak in tongues. I didn't know there was that many people in the world spoke in tongues. It was just a shock to my system, and I thought, oh Lord, this is amazing. This is wonderful. We're just going to be a part of this great meeting and then go back home to Mississippi. But the Lord had something else. And they kept saying all through the week, God, man, had services all day long. And they kept saying all through the week that they were giving tours out on the Rhema Bible Training Center campus. And we were impressed we should go on the tour. It was free. And they just took you on the bus out there and you looked, and then they took you back to the convention center downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so we did. And when we got out to the campus and we began to tour through there, the Lord began to deal with us about it and about coming. What's He saying? I have something for you here. I have something for you. What's our response? If you believe it, what are you going to do? Thank God, by the grace of God, He had got enough faith into us that we didn't just say, oh, there's no way. If there's something for us there, if that's His plan and will, He is well able. And I won't, you've heard us talk about it before, but by the grace of God, we didn't just make it 1 year, we made it 20. And then He said, I got something for you in Branson. We looked. You got to look. But not just look, but look what? Seeking, fully confident that we will find. We're going to find it. We didn't know what we were looking for. I thought we were looking for a studio and just some offices, and didn't know the Lord had a church in mind. When we got down here, we there's something to look for. You can get weary looking. And the enemy will try to discourage you. You're not going to be able to find it. You're not going to be able to do that. It's not here. That's when you need to get strong. That's when you need to get strong and go, no. The head of the church told me that if I would seek it, I'd find it. Come on, are you with me? This is where faith comes in. And so we looked and looked and looked, and they told us this place was already sold. But you're sitting in it. Right? Thing after thing. Thing after thing. Just recently, you know, you need, and I have for you, this digital TV equipment. We had none of the money. Before the week was out, we had all the money. Is that right? A lot of you were there. What if we hadn't looked for it? What if we hadn't looked for it? You wouldn't have found it. The scripture says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Go to Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6. We had read to you from Psalm 14. The same thing is written in Psalm 53. The same thing is written in Romans 3. There is none that seeks after God. One of the biggest problems on the planet is that we got millions of people down here that don't believe in God enough to even pray to Him or look for Him or seek anything from Him. That's a big, big problem. Because if you don't look and you don't reach and you don't see, He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. But the other part of that is you got to open the door. You got to want Him to come in. You got to look for Him. And if you draw near to Him and reach to Him, what do you say? I'll draw near to you. If we diligently seek Him, is He a rewarder? Yes. A responder? Yes. A blesser? A helper? Of those that diligently, that means seriously, sincerely, some translations say, and with what the Bible calls patience, which means persistence. You don't just seek Him for a little bit. Somebody says, well, I've been looking for that for 2 years. Did you find it? Well, no. Well, you ain't done. Well, I've been looking for that answer for 10 years. So God time, that's how long? A few minutes. Right? So, no. Faith, the fact that you look for it means you have faith. The fact that you keep looking for it means you have faith and patience. Perseverance. And you're so convinced it's there, you're not stopping till you get it. The Lord tells you, I have this for you. You want to shout like it's already done. Realizing it's just a matter of me getting to it. Of it getting to me. My part is to believe it and look for it. And when He tells me take this step, what that is a step towards it. Whether I know it or not. And I'm not stopping until I get there. Not stopping until I get there. Somebody say, not stop until I get there. In Hebrews 6, He talks about this, talking with Abraham. We're the children of Abraham. We have faith like Abraham. We walk in the same steps of that faith that Abraham had. Did he have to be persistent? Now, did God have mercy on him and Sarah? Did they have moments? They have moments where they weren't looking for it like they should have been. Or where they were looking in the wrong place. Why? Because you can get tired. Your flesh can get weary. You know, in the property we're on now in Branson. And this property right here. In both of those situations. You got tired. I mean, there was a time in our first property. We needed room for the children. We needed room for parking. And for, what was it? It was several years that we kept thinking, we need this. And somebody said, well, what about this? And they wanted to sell us some stuff next to us. And every time we start to do it, you want to do it. You want to be done. Yeah. But if you'll be honest, you'll know I'm not satisfied with that. God's not able to do almost what you're believing for. Or close. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above what you asked or thought. But it takes faith and patience to get there. You got to just keep believing and seeking. Seeking Him in prayer. Seeking when He tells you to take a step. You're looking. We're looking for it. You're looking for changes in your body. And you're not quitting until you see them. Is that right? You're looking for funds, monies to take care of this, take care of that. And you're not stopped till you see it, till you experience it. Is it there? Is the Lord able to do it? Yes. And you're not moved. But what you see or don't see, feel or don't feel. Jesus said, big, bold, red letters. Jesus said, seek. What did He say? And you shall find. Don't be weary in well-doing. In due season you shall reap if you faint not. Hebrews 6, He said, don't be slothful in verse 12, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I'll bless you, multiplying I'll multiply you. So after he had patiently endured, what happened? What happened? What happened? He obtained the promise. Did he find what he was looking for? Did he? Took decades. But the Lord helped him. Even when he had a low spot. And Sarah a weak time. They overcame it. They got stirred up again. We're going to get this. There's a number of people who have quit. They said last year or 10 years ago, they believed in these things. They believe God's a good God. But because they didn't see it within a certain time frame, and things didn't work the way they wanted them to, they've quit. They've cast their confidence away. Oh, there's nothing to that. That's not for everybody. They're making excuses. That's when new doctrines develop. Amen. Come on. When people prayed and it didn't work the way they thought it would. They tried to believe for something, it didn't work out that way. But that's being proud. Why not show some humility and acknowledge could have been something we didn't do right? Doesn't mean it was the will of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.